Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's message is taken from a portion of this morning's epistle, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. Fellow Christians. Let's pause at that word a moment this morning, the word Christian. How often we take that designation, that name, or that title of what a redemption means, how often we take it flippantly, as does our world. We use it to just commonly refer to who we are, and yet often forget what it means that we're citizens of God's kingdom, people redeemed by Christ, the one we follow. As seminarians, we also take for granted the title seminarian. Many years ago, perhaps you approached your parish pastor and told him that you had decided to enter the study for the ministry. Perhaps he turned to you with a sparkle in his eye and real pride in his spirit, slapped you on the back and said, "I always knew that you were seminary material." How often we take this for granted, our privilege and our responsibility of studying here God's Word to become His ministry. We probably often say to ourselves, when things are going well, "Well, I guess I'm a fit choice for the Lord to make. Me of all people, well, I just by virtue of my fine character deserve to be here." We also take for granted the fact that we're Christians. We often look at our Christianity and think that we, in fact, deserve to be God's people. We unknowingly try to take the miracle out of God's election. God has made us His own, and we take that for granted. We often think that God has certainly chosen us, a fine group of people, to be His children. Why, God is even fortunate to have people like us on His side, people with such fine character and taste. But we really see ourselves in today's epistle. As Paul speaks to the Ephesians, he tells them that they were once aliens from God's kingdom. Now they were made citizens, and even now they're living as unworthy recipients of His grace. In order for Paul to drive home the point to the Ephesians that they had to be brought into His kingdom, he told them that once they were aliens. Paul says to them and to us, lest we take for granted our Christianity, he says to them, "You were at one time separated from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." Paul told the Ephesians that they were cut off from God. They had excluded themselves from His kingdom. These Gentiles were not a part of the flesh and blood of Israel. Their fathers rejected the promise of the Messiah and turned away from God, and they are no longer a part of God's nation. They were once far from God's blessing. They were once strangers and aliens to God's grace. At one time, they were not God's people. They were strangers and aliens to God and cut off from their Messiah. In fact, the covenant which God made with Israel was something that was strange and unfamiliar to them, Paul said. They couldn't have eternal hope because they were cut off from their eternal hope. They were cut off from Christ. They were condemned by their sins, deserving eternal damnation in hell. They deserved nothing but God's wrath. They were living in the daily death of rebelling against God. They didn't realize that they could have forgiveness and eternal life through the Messiah that they had rejected. In fact, Paul speaks to us fine people this morning as well. He speaks to us and reminds us that all was not well with us at one point in our life. All of us had turned from our Savior. From the very moment that we were born, we had rejected God and we were in rebellion against Him. In fact, Paul uses the word alien to refer to us. The word parochoi in the Greek speaks of people who are members of a town but yet not related to the people they live among. You and I can have our name written on a church roster. We can call ourselves Christians, but if we don't believe in Christ, we're really aliens from God. But St. Paul also brings us the glorious good news this morning that Jesus became an alien in our place, that He suffered being a stranger to God on the cross, when he was rejected by his own father, when he suffered the damnation for our sins, he took the payment that we'll no longer have to pay. He now has given us the privilege of being citizens in his glorious kingdom. The most precious possession that we can have today, our friendship with Christ and our sins which we have, is ours as a free gift. The seminary, for the most part, you and I lead a family life. You can go from school to school without really understanding what it's like to live as a citizen and appreciating the privileges of citizenship in our world. And Paul tells us that we, in fact, have not even really tasted what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom. We're just beginning to enjoy his grace. We belong to God now. We are made citizens of his kingdom through baptism. By his grace, we trust in him now and will be citizens, remaining faithful to him by his grace throughout eternity and citizens of his kingdom. Paul said we're no longer strangers and aliens, but we're citizens with the saints. In God's eyes, there is no Jew or Greek within his family. All those who believe in him are treated equally with the same mercy, regardless of their background, regardless of what they've done with their life in the past. God loves and treats all Christians. He treasures all of his citizens of heaven with the same mercy. As we live in this world, we often forget there's an eternal kingdom that we belong to, far beyond the material of this universe, far beyond the space and the time that we're familiar with. As we're transformed from being aliens to being citizens, God also wants us to enjoy living right now as citizens. We have a privilege and an obligation as citizens. First of all, we have the privilege of living under his means of grace. God's kingdom is where his gospel is correctly preached and where his sacraments are correctly administered. And they're administered to us so that we can have the grace of his Spirit. God comes to us all the time through his means. We're privileged to be members of his kingdom and to receive these things in a local congregation. In fact, Paul says that we're members of a household. Paul does not say that we're individual citizens only accountable to the king, but rather we're to help out our fellow citizens. No one in God's kingdom is a free agent. No one is a member of a household to live alone, but we're knit together with the power of the gospel so that we can together minister to one another. As citizens, we've received God's grace, and also as citizens, we share God's grace. We can really know the need of the person sitting next to us. We have the grace to go beyond our need to help our neighbor with his, because we know that he really needs the gospel. And we have the power to confess the hope that lies within us, that God has made us his and has made and would like to make them his as well. You and I live in a glorious kingdom. It's a kingdom in which we can receive God's grace and share it with others. We have the privilege of sharing his grace and his word with a world that is still full of aliens, citizens of this world who are not citizens of God's world. So through the proclamation of the gospel, we can allow God to draw them into his kingdom. Let's remember this morning that we were once aliens. We were merely very undeserving citizens, and today we live undeserving of his marvelous grace. We can bring the gospel to others so that he can bring citizens to himself of his kingdom, so that all men with us can realize and enjoy his sacrament and all the blessings of salvation that are ours as citizens of God's kingdom.